Well, praise God. So glad you could join me. This is a very short devotional. And really, just you're just seeing a snapshot into what my last couple of days have been like. So I've titled this Grace While Waiting, A Spiritual Journey. You know, this last month, it's been quite a journey for all of us, I know. You know, week one, I shared my devotional with you. I titled it Silver Linings, and this was the first week of shelter in place, and God had spoken so clearly to me about the incredible opportunities that were waiting if I would just ask Him. And as the Holy Spirit brought names to me, I was able to catch up with so many people. I had opportunities to pray and encourage others, all of which made for a very joy-filled week. And week two, God was speaking to me more about my inner life and sheltering myself in the shadow of His wings. I was just camping out in Psalm 91. And I was finding a new delight, really, in the Word of God. I was spending more time there, as many of us have. And I was moving into some greater times of intercession, both for myself and for others, and of course for our country. And like many of you, I was also busy with lots of projects around our house. And it was also a week of conviction as I was meditating on 2 Chronicles 7:14. I had to deal with my own areas of sin as I prayed for healing for our land. Still rather an exciting week as I felt filled with a lot of spiritual purpose. And then week three was focused on retaining my own peace. Boy, I knew I just needed to stay in the Word. I had to pull back from the news. I had to make sure I wasn't being moved into this place of fear rather than faith. And I felt the challenge. And then week four last week was really rather special as I compared our current situation to Passover and then celebrated Easter. And perhaps, as I shared with you more than ever before, the significance of the blood that Jesus shed on our behalf was really brought home to me. His words of peace spoken to His disciples after the resurrection seemed so relevant. I needed His shalom. I had an amazing Easter Sunday. I had the privilege of being with my oldest son's family, and it may have been due to working so hard in the kitchen Sunday morning to give everybody their favorite baked goods that for that afternoon, that by Monday morning, I woke up tired and grumbling. Now, fortunately, I was grumbling just to myself because it was too early to share that with anybody. I wanted to go see my youngest son. Yeah, you know, I wanted to go to Bend. I just wanted to go somewhere, maybe even out to dinner. I wanted something other than what I had at the moment. However, as I have gotten into the habit this last month, I got my tea and I opened up my computer for a morning devotional time, and Kimberly Dearman began to compare her shelter in place experience with the Israelites after they had been liberated from Egypt. They'd been spared death. They'd been set free, leaving captivity heavy laden with Egyptian gold and silver. They were brought miraculously across the Red Sea, and they were given manna to eat from heaven. All that, and yet they began to grumble, right? They wanted the leeks and onions, all that had satisfied their appetites while they had been back in slavery. Yikes, I just sat there and thought, I've been found out. You know, God is so good to us, isn't He? Like a gentle father pulling us out of danger's reach. He corrects us so quickly before too much damage is done. Kimberly led us to a few scriptures I've kept close this week, and you know them. 1 Thessalonians 5:15 through 18. See that no one repays evil for evil, but always seek that which is good for one another and for all people. Rejoice always and delight in your faith. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer in every situation, no matter what the circumstances. Be thankful and continually give thanks to God. For this is the will of God for you in Jesus Christ. And Philippians 4:6. I think I say this every week. Be anxious for nothing or worried about anything, but in everything, in every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures our hearts, that peace which transcends our understanding, that peace stands guard over our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That's the peace that's ours. But boy, it was verse 8 that got me. Finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them. Implant them in your heart. You know, I realized that I needed God's grace to stay cheerful and thankful. I also knew I had to start speaking that thanksgiving out loud. I told my husband how great it was to walk into a clean garage. I wrote all three of my kids a note telling them how much I appreciated them for various things. And I just began to thank God for a beautiful place to shelter in. You know, keeping my thoughts centered on those things that are worthy of praise takes work, but the reward is great. I know we all feel the challenge of these unusual times, and my prayer is that you don't worry, that you will be filled with thanksgiving, and you will enjoy all the manna He's providing you in your home today. God bless.